This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Guess where I am? Yep, I am in Palm Springs, California. You know, here, they say in Texas you should wear layers because you never know what the weather is going to be like. I think you can multiply that in Palm Springs. At night, it can drop 30 degrees, and during the day, you're just sweltering, and that's Palm Springs. But I'm here for the PMB Paribas Tennis Open, which is a major tennis tournament where you have the men and the women playing, and it's the first time they've held it in 2 years. So coming up next week, I'll have some interviews with a couple of the people on site, and it's really interesting to be at an event like this. So coming up this hour, earlier this week, we talked to Dr. John Huber. He's a pal of mine, a clinical forensic psychologist and the CEO of TripSitter.clinic. It's interesting. He's going to come back on and talk about that and what's happening with ketamine, with athletes, etc. But in this segment, Dr. John and I talk about Halloween costumes and what does that mean. And he tells us what his best costume was, which was Dexter. If you remember, that's what he did. He was forensics, and which is a very popular career right now. So it's a pretty interesting conversation. Wait till you hear what I say. I have dressed as, never as a morning radio host, by the way, never. Never, ever, ever would do that. Plus, a great conversation coming up with Pete Siegert. He talks about now what happens with spouses, especially in one healthcare system in Louisiana, where if you're vaccinated but your spouse isn't, you're paying $100 to $200 extra a month, and more companies are looking at doing that. And you know what? Speaking of that, and all things related to COVID. I was reading a story just this morning about Moderna, and Moderna founders made the Forbes list of America's richest during the pandemic. Yeah, at least three people with a stake in the coronavirus vaccine race made that list. Of course, the chairman, a board member, an early investor, and how about that? You know, think of the toll on businesses. But the 400 richest Americans this year together are 40% richer than last year's ultra rich. So you can imagine, you know, people in the drug industry, etc., make the list, and it's the way the world turned, right? The fates and fortunes of so many. And speaking of fates and fortunes, you know, we talked the other day about the development of a pill. There's a big push about that because a lot of people don't like to get vaccinated. We'll see where that all ends up. And there is a great big push from a couple of different companies to do that. But there was also a story about a woman dying from the J&J vaccine, the fourth woman to die from it. You know, 15 million people, I said this the other day, have been given the shot. But she was in her late 30s, and it was a rare blood clotting condition 2 weeks after getting that vaccine in Washington. And she's the first confirmed death in King County, the fourth person, though, again, to die nationwide who have gotten the J&J shot. And you can imagine how that makes people feel when they hear that, because they're shocked. You're not expecting that to happen. And, you know, they run those risk-benefit analysis on different people. And of the 12.5 million people who got it as of July 8th, a total of 38 people had developed this condition that recovered from it, but she didn't recover. The blood clot, you know, took her, and just, I think, is terrible for her family. I can't even imagine. And again, this is even if it's rare, this is the thing, especially someone in their 30s, that scares people from this vaccine. You know, what we know and what we don't know, and, you know, all that stuff in between. All right, a couple of other quick hits here that I think are pretty interesting. In Italy, they've had massive flood. I didn't get a chance to talk about that the other day, but 34 inches in 24 hours. It breaks Europe's rainfall record. So 34 inches, you know what that means. Floods, floods, floods. We've seen that with Ida and a couple of other storms that happened in the United States. But 34 inches, oh my gosh, that's just crazy. I mean, absolutely crazy. So anybody that, and a lot of Americans actually went to Italy, have been in Italy, because there's that push to travel thinking that the Delta variant is going to be worse and you got to get out there. So parts of northern Italy are recovering from that crazy, crazy rain where it was just mind-boggling. And again, rescue efforts to help people, that kind of thing, because they weren't expecting it. It's that massive, quick amount that just hits you, you know, that it's just absolutely crazy. All right, we've been talking about the West, and, you know, here I am, California, and California, there's lots of problems with water. So in California, there's somebody who has made, and there's a big push for this, an air-to-water system. So it kind of like works like air conditioners. You use coils to chill air, then collect water drops in basins. And the idea is, okay, can we make water from the machines? And it's one of the things that's been developed recently to extract water from humidity. There's other inventions, of course, solar panels, mesh nets, shipping containers, that kind of thing. And I've seen that. I've seen the mesh nets. So what they're saying is with this machine, this particular machine that this guy, Ted Bowman, made, designed in California, that people can use it in homes, offices, ranches, and, you know, wherever, so that they can create water that's filtered to make it drinkable. And while California is in this situation, it's brilliant, right? I think that if he's on to something, this could be just an incredible thing, but it's not cheap. You know, we're talking about, you get this system put in, you could be talking about, depending on how many gallons and what you're doing, you know, et cetera. And you heard me say homes, offices, ranches. So you're talking about $30,000 to $200,000. And in California, of course, people have been asked to conserve water because one of the worst droughts in recent history has depleted the reservoirs. So some homeowners are buying them because they have to meet water needs. What are they going to do, right? So I guess it would pay for itself eventually, maybe, although that could be shocking to get that kind of a bill, right? And there's a lot of research with this. And as I mentioned, I saw one of those, a similar device, with a mesh net device. I saw that when I was in New Mexico, and it was actually quite clever, I have to say. I mean, hey, you know, when necessity is the mother of invention, right? Isn't that how that saying goes? So when you need the water, you got to come up with an idea. He came up with an idea, and there's other people that are, of course, working on that same, the same task. I mean, you know, what do we do? Because we're in this terrible situation, and it doesn't look like it's going to get any better. All right, you're going to have a lot of fun coming up here. Like I said, we're going to talk to John Huber. Also, let's get healthy with my pal Spencer Masterson, and we had a great conversation about some of the things that you could tweak and do right now, speaking of water. So stay with us.
There's a sudden food shortage, given recent headlines, and seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon is making groceries more affordable and accessible to all customers, providing an easy way for families to have access to healthy and delicious food. SNAP recipients can use their EBT card benefits on Amazon and Amazon Fresh to order shelf-stable pantry items, as well as fresh produce and proteins. Plus, eligible SNAP orders are conveniently delivered right to your door, no membership required. Customers who add their SNAP EBT card on Amazon will also receive budget-saving offers and exclusive deals on beloved products. This month, shoppers can save on select products from top brands, including Nature's Path cereal and granola, perfect for starting the day or an after-school snack, and Tyson products, including selections of top-quality chicken that are a delicious main course at any family meal. For more information, to enroll your benefits, and to start saving today, visit Amazon.com/snap.
Genre, you probably do. What are the scariest movies of all time? This is the popular time of year for scary movies, although I think horror flicks in general, especially with younger people, are very big, actually. But this is the time of the year where people, maybe who normally don't even pay attention to scary movies, try to scare themselves because of Halloween. I mean, do you go way back to the 70s and The Exorcist, or 1980s, The Shining? Do you know, I'd never seen The Shining, and my nephew, who loves scary movies, said, well, I'll watch it with you. So this past summer, I saw The Shining for the very first time, and there were some really pretty spooky moments. Scary movie. There's Halloween, the original from 1978. And there's The Cabin in the Woods in 2012. But your variety of scaring, and mine, our ideas of it anyway, might be a little bit different. I thought it'd be fun to have our technical maestro for the show, Jeremy Paulson, join us, because he is a movie buff. In fact, didn't you study film?
Yes, I went to school for film, yeah.
Nice. So you really are on top of this. What is your... film?
Yes, I went to school for film, yeah.
Nice. So you really are on top of this. What is your definition of a scary movie? What do you think scary?
I don't know. I grew up with a lot of... That's a tough question.
Well, here's what I think. Like, some people think scary movies are like gory movies, like Texas Chainsaw or Saw. Or those kinds of movies.
Yeah, and grotesque.
Yeah, that's it. Gore. Or some think the scary movie is the unexpected, where you jump
psychological
up.
Thrillers and stuff.
Yeah. Yep. psychological thrillers. So, and then others, maybe there's more of a twist to it, a different kind of horror movie that's true, maybe a true story.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it just depends. I think psychological thrillers for me are the scariest, most likely. Most of the, I mean, I like all kinds of movies, but I would say for me, that's it. What is your scariest movie of all time?
This was a tough one for me to grasp, because I hate the, anything of your favorites. Like, because there's so many of them.
Yeah.
I was going to do Candyman, because they remade it, and that's what the song was at the beginning.
Candyman, 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 Candyman. You can't say it five times.
That was the song in the beginning.
Yeah.
So I was going to do that, because I haven't seen the remake yet. I heard it's really good. I really want to see it. But I want you to tell me what this is.
I don't know. Is it Freddy?
No.
I have no idea. What movie is it?
It's, Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. I've never seen that movie.
It's hilarious because it's kind of, people don't consider it a Halloween-y movie, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's very comedic. There's a lot of funny parts to it. I used to always play it for my friends that are afraid of clowns.
You know what? A lot of guys are afraid of clowns, so it's funny you say your friends that are afraid of clowns. And that was an 88 movie, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it now that you say that, and I'll let you know what I think.
Because there's a lot of, like, really freaky clowns in it, so it really gets to you if you're afraid of clowns. But then again, there's a lot of really comedic in it.
Right. I don't know. It looks like it would definitely at least be funny, I think.
Yeah, like you got a tiny car with these giant clowns getting out of it. You have, like,
yeah.
They make a balloon dog that they use as a sniffer, you know, like it leads them around.
Oh, I'm definitely watching that. And I'm wondering out there who thinks what is scary and what's not scary. KateDelaneyRadio.com. What is your favorite scary movie? And if you weigh in, I'll send you a copy of my tip book. It's not scary, but it's actually useful. So I said that my nephew, he's like you, he's a film major, and he likes scary movies, but he likes the psychological thrillers mostly, but he appreciates any good art. Do you think that A Nightmare on Elm Street, that was back in the mid-80s, was that scary?
I thought Freddy was very scary. He was, when I was a kid, he was the one that I was afraid of.
Freddy Krueger.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Like, anyone, you go to sleep, you can't stop it because you're sleeping.
Yeah. I think the idea of sleeping and being under the covers and something getting you is scary. I agree.
What about something getting you in your dreams while you're sleeping?
Well, that's even worse. I mean, any of that.
Doesn't matter where you are, you know, under covers, above covers, in a car. Fall asleep, he's going to get you.
Yeah, any of that is really bad stuff. I think my scariest movie, and it was because it's psychological, is Alien. Going back to the original Alien with Sigourney Weaver, which she was in all of them, but because there was a lot of jump stuff in that.
Yeah, it's another one, though. Would you consider that a Halloween movie, though?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, maybe not. Just a scary movie, yeah. Right? I think if the definition of Halloween, then it sort of has to be related to Halloween in a way, right?
Like Hocus Pocus?
Yeah. Hocus Pocus is not scary, but yes, like Hocus Pocus. Oh, I'm so scared. Hocus Pocus. Is Poltergeist a Halloween scary movie?
I don't know.
It's hard to say. Scary parts in it.
Yeah. It's definitely a scary movie, but is it Halloween?
Yeah. How about The Exorcist?
Oh. Tough call.
That's a tough call. I mean, you're right. It is hard to say. It's like, what's the best horror movie ever made? What is the definition, again, of scary? And that depends for every single person. It's different as to what it is. Some people think, like, Amityville Horror, anything to do with houses that are haunted, yeah. That kind of stuff is creepy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, does it have to have a monster in it? I mean,
no,
or not?
No, no. Ooh,
like a
you know,
Saw Halloween?
Yes.
I mean, I don't think it is, really.
I don't think it is. You know what I think is a scary one for everybody listening? I think, and I saw this movie on a rainy night, War of the Worlds, the 2005 War of the Worlds was scary with Tom Cruise. I thought it was scary.
I didn't think it was.
When people got sucked up into the thing.
Final Destination, are those scary then? Are they considered scary movies?
No. I guess and maybe it's because so much of that was New York and New Jersey and where I grew up. So then I'm seeing places I know like, wow. I know that area. And Halloween was based on Haddonfield, New Jersey. They say Haddonfield, Illinois, but it's based on Haddonfield, New Jersey. It has this big, wide street. You know, some people think, like, the king of scary is Stephen King.
Yeah.
Right? When you read some of his books, and he had in 2017 It, and you talk about clowns.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? And I can remember my niece.
Which the original one's way better than the.
Yeah, the original one's way better. But seeing just the advertisements for it, I can remember my niece saying, "Oh, Aunt Kate, I won't go in the basement. We were alone in a very big house." She said, "The game is down in the basement, but you have to go get it. I'm afraid of the clown." I was like, "Oh," and it was a reference to that because she had seen that commercial and it scared her. So I said, okay.
Show her Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yeah, I will. Then maybe she'll laugh at that. I think it's funny.
I don't know. It's both sides, though. I mean, they are very frightening looking if you're afraid of clowns.
Yeah. And what about The Shining? Did you think Stanley Kubrick's The Shining was scary?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think there's scary moments, and I think Jack Nicholson is scary in that. He's scary. He's that crazed novelist, and he's freaky scary. He becomes freaky scary, and Shelley Duvall, to me, was pretty good in it. I don't know. So we have to continue this discussion and figure it out. I mean, you have to definitively come up with what is your definition of what is scary.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I like it. All right, thanks, Jeremy.
You're welcome.
I think what's scary is... I think what's scary is the psychological ones, but then you could mix it with something else. You know, I think there are some really good directors of that will scare you. M. Night Shyamalan would be one for me. Sixth Sense was scary to me, but it doesn't, to Jeremy's point, doesn't really fall into the Halloween scary movie. And maybe some of you listening to this are like, why are you talking about scary movies? I don't even care about scary movies. I'm more of a Disney PG, take the grandkids, take the kids, take the nieces and the nephews, to a movie that everybody can enjoy and not be scared to death over. I mean,
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden will be restoring protections to national monuments that were reduced or removed under the Trump administration. A White House fact sheet about the upcoming changes indicates the protections will be restored for places like Bear's Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante in Utah. Protections also returning to the Northeast Canyon and Seamounts Marine National Monument off the coast of New England, which the protections are returning soon, according to a White House spokesman. The Senate approving that short-term extension of the nation's debt limit. Senators voting to raise it.
We have reached agreement to extend the debt ceiling through early December.
The Senate is moving toward the plan I laid out yesterday to spare the American people a manufactured crisis.
It still has to win House approval. It's expected to win it and will then head to the president's desk. And now this. A U.S. Navy sub fully operational, according to the Pentagon, after it collided with an unidentified object in the South China Sea. Reports are the USS Connecticut struck the still unidentified object while it was submerged last Saturday, leaving some sailors aboard it with bumps and scrapes, but no serious injuries. It happened during an exercise with other nations to demonstrate a show of force to China. A new study indicates more Americans have been packing heat during the pandemic. A study by the Crime Prevention Research Center indicates the number of concealed handgun permits rose to over 21 million in 2020. That was almost a 50% increase since 2016, a 10% hike as compared to the same time the previous year. In 15 states, more than 10% of adults have permits now, the highest being 32% in the state of Alabama. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Next guest is a game changer. We talk about this all the time. What's happening with diseases? What's happening with cancer rates? What's happening in our lives that's making us sick? Now more than ever, Spencer Masterson, who's a master herbalist, has written a book called Discover the Five Treasures. I love this title. Discover the Five Treasures for Better Health, A Time to Rejuvenate the Body, Mind, and Spirit. Let the journey begin. His journey is so fascinating. And he dedicated this book to his mother, who I think really put him on this path without a doubt. Spencer, thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm all excited about this interview and all that. I love sharing what I learned, my knowledge, and some wisdom along my path, how I healed myself.
So let's talk about, we're going to talk about your story in a second, but you told me something so powerful right before we even went on the air. And I said it, there's diabetes is rampant. There's all kinds of disease. There's all kinds of problems. People are going to doctors, trying to get into doctors, trying to get a miracle pill. What's happening to us? What are the five diseases, the things that we deal with that could be remedied through food, in the first place?
Yeah, like I educate others that, you know, the four main conditions in America is heart disease and cancers. Type 2 diabetes is really rapid, and obesity and a few extra pounds. Those four main conditions is what's taking America down. Is called the sad American diet. Well, the sad American diet is too much meat, It's just pure fat. There's no fiber, so it's hard to digest meat, especially processed meats that's processed. And then dairy is like the worst of all. Dairy is, it causes mucus. It's just liquid meat is what it is. So it gets sticky because there's no fiber. It's like we need more fibrous foods to help our digestive system. It causes fatty liver and it causes clogged up colon. So that your digestive system from the liver to your colon has to be clean all the time for it to move out and to digest. So it's the dairy, the processed foods. Like in processed foods is processed sugars. Like people don't really like the number one cause of the worst drug in America is actually processed sugars because it's one molecule. I'm getting a hold of this one molecule from crack cocaine. That's how addicting processed sugar is. People don't understand, like, oh, okay, it just has some sugar. I'm okay, all that. But no, as soon as that sugar enters your bloodstream, it goes to your brain and it gets addicting like a drug because it is a drug. That's how they designed it. This GMO sugar to get people addicted so you keep buying that food. It's just, they want you to buy the food so they make the money, right? So I tell people, hey, substitute the processed sugars with like coconut sugar. You know, date sugar. Coconut sugar is what I put in my protein and it's not addicting because it's organic and it's from a coconut tree. And it has enzymes. See, you gotta have sugars. Everything's gotta have enzymes to break up to help digest.
So you talk about the five. I mean, and that's powerful right there, and that wraps into your book and the five treasures. Tell us the five treasures, and of course, get the book, and then you can. He expands on all of this. Spencer does in the book. You can get it on Amazon. It's easy. It's a song. Go on, get it. But tell us about. Yeah, so it's an easy read too. Read this book. So tell us, give us a teaser. The five treasures.
Okay, what I discovered, you know, growing up and Dr. Christopher, my mother taught me about whole foods, about herbs. It's all like treasure one is like chapter one. It's about whole foods. The benefits and the science behind whole foods, how it's nutrition versus processed foods. That's treasure one. And treasure two is about herbal medicine, how herbs is our medicine and our nutrition to heal the body, to get it back in balance again. So I go over in Treasure 2 about herbs, how it is medicine, how it can get your body into balance again with nutrition. Because herb has all your, for example, 100 constituents, which is components of nutrients, phytonutrients, to heal the body. We need the minerals. Everybody gets protein, everything, meat, dairy, plant foods. It's overdone with protein because the meat and dairy says you need protein. You need protein to sell their protein products. But you only need very little protein. What you need is actually minerals, the phytonutrients to keep your body ticking and running and operating and keep your immune system strong. Like, for example, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin zinc, calcium, magnesium, all those minerals our body needs to keep our immune system strong, to keep our body healthy and regenerating our cells and keep them going. And so that's what herbs do. And so that's chapter two. Is like chapter three is about exercising. We got to have some kind of exercise program. In my book, I talk about my father is very athletic in high school. He was the football quarterback. He played basketball. He could shoot three-pointers. They didn't have three-pointers back then, but I saw him. He could do half court. He was just really good with his hands. He could move around. He could pass really fancy-like. And he played baseball. So he learned three sports in high school. He was like one of the top athletes in high school. My mom was like on the cheerleading team, so they met in high school, so they fell in love, and they ended up getting married, so that's how they connected. So I was pretty fortunate. Athletic father, a beautiful mother, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, Norwegian. She's from Norwegian, her ancestors. And my dad was dark hair. That's where I get my dark hair and dark skin. His mother was part Cherokee Indian. He's from Oklahoma. And so he had these broad shoulders, nice chest, big hands. So I'm kind of like in between my mother and my father, so I'm pretty blessed. So anyhow, some kind of exercise program. So growing up, we used to go, all of us as a family, we used to go to the local gym. There's only one gym in Mesa back in the 60s. So we'd go to the gym and work out together. And so we started lifting weights, started, you know, cycling on the bike. We would run, exercise, walk, stuff like that. My mother, in my book, actually, I talk about rebounding in my book, about the science of rebounding, how it helps the lymph nodes, to move the lymph nodes to exercise. And that actually helps the muscle tissue to tighten up. So that's one of the safest way to work out. So now I just do mostly rebounding, like first thing in the morning, I rebound for about 10, 15 minutes. And that gets my lymph nodes going. It gets circulation going. It's like, wow, I just kind of wake up. First thing in the morning, I get up about 6 o'clock. I hit the rebounder, start moving up and down, get everything moving, circulating. I go, wow, this is the easiest thing. Because, like I say, my mother had a rebounder. Back in the 60s, 70s, I remember, we used to jump on that thing. She says, yeah, this is the best exercise there is. So I put that in my book, too, part of the exercise program in the Treasure 3 chapter on exercise. So I have photos of lifting weights. I have photos of rebounding and the science behind, you know, weightlifting and rebounding. And so it's just tell people, choose your favorite exercise. Pick out one and try to do it like every day or every other day. And get moving, get things moving.
And then tell us 4 and 5.
Okay, so 4, Treasure 4 is about water therapy. This is so important about water. My mother had a distiller. We had a little distiller, did about a gallon at a time. She also, because there's 7 of us in the family, there's, you know, we had 5 of us. So 7 of us all together. So she'd order 5 gallons of distilled water from a water company, and they drop off. And back then it was glass 5 gallon containers, glass, not plastic. And so we'd drink this water. My mom would get around and say, here's our moonshine water. Drink it up. It's steam distilled. It's a vapor of water. It eliminates all the chemicals and hard minerals out of the water, and all you're getting is H2O water. People go, oh, you need the minerals in the water. I go, no. The book that I read about, The Choice is Clear, about scientists, they say it doesn't touch a vegetable mineral, only hard, heavy minerals that'll leach out. See, that's what leaches out is the hard, inorganic minerals, but not the organic minerals. See, that's in my book to educate people about distilled water, how it works in the body. It actually helps the pH become more alkaline, like 7.0. It's neutral 7.0 when you drink distilled water. So it helps alkalize, it hydrates those cells, because the cells are actually 90% water. Our brain's 80%, our whole body's like 70%, just like the earth and the oceans is 70% water. 30% land, right? So our bodies are kind of goes with Mother Earth. So we need a lot of water every day. So I tell people at least drink about a half a gallon to 3/4 of water every day, at least pure water.
It's just an all-around great book. There's no question about it. Spencer Masterson, thank you so much. What a treasure this is. Discover the 5 treasures for better health, a time to rejuvenate the body, mind, spirit. Let the journey begin. Oh, I hope so many people get on this journey. It's so, so important. Thank you for coming on.
All right, Kate. Well, thanks for having me on. It's a joy to share this with you. And I tell everybody, just go plant strong and heal yourself. Heal the world, one person at a time, and be responsible.
Hi, this
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Healthcare industry on the front line or some form or fashion, you know, whether it's at a hospital, whether it's at a healthcare company, anything related to healthcare, and then suddenly you get the word that your spouse who's unvaccinated is going to cost you $100 to $200 a month. So now with this vaccinated, unvaccinated thing that's going on in this country, that becomes a real thing for one place in Louisiana. Paul Siegert is with us. He is the managing partner for PCS Advisors. Paul's great. We've had him on several times. He knows all the ins and outs of healthcare benefits and consults with people all over the country, California and Tennessee. They've got offices. So we're always happy to get Paul on the show. Hey, Paul, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm good. So we have a lot of listeners in Louisiana, and that really popped up on my radar today when I saw that. Tell us the story there. What's happened in with this one place in Louisiana where they're actually saying if your spouse isn't vaccinated that you're going to have to pay extra monthly?
Well, it's a really interesting story. They're taking a step that's unprecedented and nobody has taken before. There have been surcharges for things like smoking and health plans that add risk. But in the, at least in this COVID experience, to add a surcharge when you have a spouse that's unvaccinated is unusual. so they're saying that if you have a spouse that chooses not to be vaccinated, you're going to pay an extra $100 a pay period, $200 a month, $2,400 a year. So it's a pretty, it'll be a pretty significant burden.
Yeah, I can only imagine, though, that this is going to be challenged, don't you think?
It is, and it already has been. Interestingly, most of the challenges that we've seen have not really made much progress, so it will be challenged. To me, it's looking at the economics of health plans. It's an interesting argument that's being made by the CEO. He's come out and stated that this is necessary because the system has spent $9 million on COVID treatment for spouses. But when you look at the economics of what's happened throughout this COVID experience, health plans claims were down 70% for a pretty considerable period of time. And at their size, we're talking about a health plan that would have an annual budget that exceeds $100 million. So it's not that it's not a significant number, but the savings that they've had through COVID is certainly outweighs this. So it does make you question what the real motivation is here.
Yeah, and it's Ochsner that we're talking about in Louisiana, and I think they employ quite a few people, am I right?
Over 11,000. And even if you did a low, kind of a low estimate of that total spend at 10,000 per person, you'd get a number that tops $100 million annually.
Wow.
And hospitals, in addition to all employers, really, especially those in self-funded plans, saw a real benefit from COVID. That sounds crazy, but their claims were down considerably because we were all unable to go seek normal care. So claims were down 70%. And then when you look at hospitals specifically, they also got considerable funding through the CARES Act. So a system of this size would have received a lot of support also through this period of time, hundreds of millions of dollars conceivably from the CARES Act. So it's not really, I don't necessarily give a ton of credence to the financial argument for this, but it's a long-standing reality in health plans when you're a good employer that spouses on the plan tend to be some of the higher claimants that do bring costs to the plan. So it's maybe a new approach to dealing with spouses on a plan, which tend to adversely select a plan and bring a lot of cost.
So do you think, in watching this, obviously other people are going to see what's happening here. Could this maybe set a precedent that other companies could look at that and think, aha, maybe this is something we need to think about?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of eyes on the legal play out of this scenario. It's been, even since the Affordable Care Act started, we've seen employers have different approaches to getting spouses off of their plans. UPS is pretty famous for just coming out and saying, you can't be on our plan, period. Other employers have created incentives to get spouses to stay on their own employer's plan. And when you're a good employer with rich benefits, you tend to attract spouses that come to your plan because they have health problems, and that drives up claims. So there's kind of actuarial basis for doing it, and I think that's probably the real story behind the scenes here. And if this goes without, if it succeeds and the legal challenges don't squash it, then I would expect we might see other employers follow suit.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think it could certainly kick open the door for an avalanche of other things to happen. It's, boy, the COVID and everything surrounding COVID and healthcare has really turned it into a wild Rubik's Cube, hasn't it?
It's been a wild time. You know, what's amazing to me is that 86% of our costs in our healthcare system, when you break down a health plan, 86% of what drives the cost are chronic conditions, many of which, or even most of which, are the result of lifestyle choices. So while it could be said that those who choose not to get vaccinated could add cost to a health plan, it's somewhat of an arbitrary line. I mean, there's lots of things that people do that add cost to health plans. And most of the, when you look at the people that end up being hospitalized from COVID or unfortunately even dying from COVID, they have the same risk profile that drives the chronic illnesses that drive cost in our health system generally, even before COVID was here. So this is, it does add cost, perhaps, but it's also an arbitrary line. I think we have to recognize that. And if we could turn this into a bigger conversation that lasts beyond COVID, where we talk about changing some of those lifestyle choices that have driven cost for a long, long time in our system, maybe we could turn this into a more positive conversation.
Yeah, and then that arbitrary line becomes a little more wiggly, I think, if that's the case, right?
Exactly, that's the trouble.
Right. I can remember that there was the incentives for a long time, and I'm sure they're still in place about wellness. The idea was, right. Hey, we'll pay for your gym if you go to your gym, and then that would be the whole thing of promoting losing weight and being in shape, and then to your point of then some of those chronic conditions or things that happened supposedly wouldn't be there. And it was so interesting that a lot of people that had the ability to take advantage of that didn't take advantage of it.
You know what? That's a great point. There hasn't been a single study that can show that any of those programs produced ROI.
Yeah.
People don't like to change. And so those didn't really work. So I think, unfortunately, we're now at the stick part of the story where rather than incentives that don't seem to move the needle, employers are going to turn more to the stick, and COVID, I think, will be cover for that.
Or at least
it seems to be so far.
Yeah, it does seem to be. So, Paul, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
Well, they can find us online, pcsadvisors.com. It's with an ERS, not an ORS. And we work with employers all around the country every day to help solve this problem because it's not getting smaller by any means.
Yeah, it's not getting smaller. All right, Paul, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me. Have a great night.
Yeah, you too. So interesting in talking about that, like he says, the arbitrary line and what will happen there. We're seeing that, airlines like Delta Airlines became one of the first high-profile companies, if you remember, we talked about that on the show, to impose a health insurance surcharge for unvaccinated employees, charging them $200 a month, and that starts in November. And they also require newly hired employees to be vaccinated, but not existing workers. And then you have Southwest Airlines that just came out that said their workers have to be vaccinated, and that's by the beginning of December. So there is, in this case, as we shift to that for a second, that's going to be in place, period. And, of course, part of this comes from what was said by the president because of what Southwest Airlines and other airlines do. Southwest Airlines is a federal contractor. And they say they have no viable choice but to comply with the U.S. government mandate for employees to be vaccinated. Never a dull moment. Meet you on the flip side.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.